is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show, a licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Mimi.
Morning.
So excited to talk to you because there's always fun when you come here.
Aww.
Because I always get to go, what neat thing are you going to tell me about this week? Because there's always some fun. Because I'm one of those people, I watch all those Flip My House shows. So the fact that I get to hang out with you and see it happen right here in the Twin Cities is always a joy.
Just a tiny little joy of sunshine.
Exactly,
right here in the studio.
You get to tell me about some neat house out there that I'm like, one of these days I might buy that house.
Well,
thank you for sharing all of that.
I know the problem is with this business, you see so many houses, you wish you could afford to buy every house you saw that you like.
That has to be hard for you and Shelly, because Shelly Ferris from Results Mortgage is here as well. So sometimes when you guys are helping your clients, do you just go, ooh, that's good for you, but I wish I had that one too.
Yeah. Like, I know, yeah. Exactly. Let's just start a little Monopoly collection.
Right.
Right? It's good stuff.
If you could collect houses like shoes, how fantastic would that be?
Man.
Yes, if we could just go, and then this is my Tuesday house.
Yes.
That would
be
fun.
Right here in the city. So exactly. It's just like changing clothes.
So sometimes you're feeling like, you know, like you want a Rambler, and some days I want a two-story.
There you go.
Right.
You want a duplex if you're feeling social.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I like that idea.
Well, exactly. Shelly and I were just talking about a fun little concept about getting a little acreage lot and putting a couple tiny houses back there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Airbnb situation.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
That sounds like a blast.
And I do like the fact that now we've talked about, you know, things that can be additional revenue streams for you, right, where you're like, how am I utilizing my space the best and those kind of things. So the fact that you can give some advice on what you should do with your property that might maximize the value of it.
Absolutely. And Shelly, we're going to talk today a little bit about what?
We're going to talk today about, should I buy a house? Am I the kind of person that should buy a house? Is this something I should do?
You mean there's people that shouldn't buy houses,
right,
Shelly?
I know. Isn't
really?
That crazy?
Is there really such a thing? I've never heard of those people.
I think that's what people think of us, that we just put everyone in houses. But I don't think everybody...
Seriously.
Really, she should be buying houses. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. So you can learn the questions to ask yourself to see if you are a house buying type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And Shelly, real quick, let's get your NMLS number out
business.
There.
Yes. Mm-hmm. NMLS is 367-826 and the branch is 145-4789.
Before we go into that, though, mm-hmm, I heard there was a crawfish eating contest in town.
Yes, weren't you excited? You missed. I should have made you come out yesterday, because yesterday they had a thing called Crayfest.
Oh.
So Crayfest was in downtown Minneapolis, next door to the Smack Shack,
and so
they had a bunch of bands playing. They had crayfish eating contest. I got to partake in some crayfish. It was very fun.
Wow!
Yeah. So you guys have to make sure that you come with us next year when we do it, because it was great.
Crayfish thing. Okay.
Yes,
did you like it?
The crayfish or the event?
The crayfish.
I do like both. Crayfish, in my opinion, are work intensive for the amount of flavor that you get.
So there's a bonus there that you can work off the calories as you're enjoying it.
They're like little invasive celeries. That's what it is. You got to work at them a lot, and they make a lot of mess for a little tiny piece of lobster.
Okay,
but
did it taste like lobster?
Yeah, they do. Like because they really are just kind of tiny lobsters. You know, because they're bugs, but they're water.
Oh.
I don't want to call them bugs, but they are. They're just tiny.
Everybody
lobsters.
Says that, and then you don't want to eat them.
They are like an invasive species, so they at least are something that, although they look kind of cute, you don't have to feel guilty about eating them, because there's way too many of them, quite honestly.
Okay.
So you're doing the universe a favor by consuming them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So if you don't have any allergies, you're good.
Well, that was pretty funny watching you do that.
Thank you very
have to
much.
Say. So you'll have to check out that video on Ms. Shannon's page.
Yes.
And we gave digits, so we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Want to remind everybody about our links that we've posted. We've got a featured Red Hot house on there. We definitely want you to take a look at that link, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And also, if you're looking for property, we definitely encourage you to check out our Shopaholic website. viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com, and you can check out all the whole Twin Cities metro area in western Wisconsin. Shop to your heart's delight, and it beats all of those big portals. And as an added bonus, you can actually make contact with us. So if you see a house that you like, you can ask about it. We can set up a showing for you. We can answer any questions that you have. So it's a really, really great site, and we've got it posted on our show page.
And the other thing that's cool about going to viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com is that if you really are trying to narrow down what you want in a house, that helps you go, okay, I do want these parameters. I do want that. Because sometimes when you're working with people, Mimi, they might be too broad sometimes where they make your house, I mean, your life really difficult.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Let's talk about the people that say, I'd qualify for $250 and I don't care.
Right. Okay. I'll live anywhere.
I'll live anywhere.
Right.
Oh, man. Okay. Make me want to cry. Just so I'm going to tell you right now, right?
Mitch? Where would you like to live?
Right. Well, let's try and figure that out. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, we need to have serious soul searching when you don't care. And there are really some people that just don't care. They just want a house for real. They don't care.
Right. Their job isn't, you know, associated with a particular location in the Twin Cities. And so they can be open to that idea. But being so open is almost like going to, you know, a restaurant that has, you know, 50 pages in it, right?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to order?
Where do you
get
start?
Back in an hour,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Stop bothering me, waitress. I have got to read this thing. So, yeah. But, you know, I mean, seriously, because the Twin Cities, it could be all the way up to Hinckley, all the way down to, I don't know, where is the
Farmington?
Down? Past Farmington.
Yeah, Zumbrota.
Zumbrota.
You go an hour in all directions and cause your real estate agent, first of all, go broke and have a heart attack.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all seriousness, that's when you have to have a consultation, a really sit down, and we've got to tighten this thing up, because it's really hard on the client, because they say they don't really care, but what they really do want is a house.
Right.
And so if you're going from one end of the country to the next, that's frustrating. And, you know, then they all really do start to look the same.
Right.
You know, I tell people that the first three houses, you need to nickname them, because after the third one, you really won't remember exactly what that house was.
Things kind of blend together.
They all start to look the same.
That's right.
I'll have people say to me,
I like that nickname thing.
It's a really helpful thing. So, you know, like the pink basement, or, you know, the purple roof, so that it jogs your mind so that you can remember exactly what you want. But when you're trying to figure out where you want to live in town, you know, to be able to go to the city websites, go and visit those cities. You definitely want to check out and see what the crime is going on there. Look at the schools to see if that's going to be something that's important to you.
Maybe walk the neighborhood. If you're one of those people that you know you're going to be out and you're looking for certain things within walking distance, you need to go out there.
Absolutely. I tell people to knock on the doors. Knock on your right, left, across, and back. And your neighbors will tell you everything you need to know about that property, right?
That's the truth. Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Plus,
you
might meet your neighbors and go, I don't want to live next to them. Right. I mean, real talk.
Well, yeah, I mean,
maybe this isn't the neighborhood I want to live in.
And that's exactly the truth. Because if you look at the neighborhood three different times of the day, morning, afternoon, and evening, you're going to see exactly who lives there. And you're going to see how they keep their yards, really. You're going to see if, you know, Uncle Joe's on the front porch with the banjo, you know,
which maybe you like, maybe you're like, not so much.
I'm picking up with that band right there. So that looks like fun. I think I like Joe.
Right.
You know, but it's all different things for different people. So
exactly.
When we come back from the break, Miss Shelley, we're just going to kick it off here and talk about why is it that you want to buy a home and should you buy a home?
Mm-hmm. Right. And we'll also take your questions. You can always contact us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Mimi Schoeneman from the Remax Results team is in. Also, Shelley Ferris from Results Mortgage. And we are going to be covering, are you the right kind of person who should buy a home? And we're also taking your questions at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Mimi and Shelley, before we get into the deep dive of should you buy a home, we do have a caller on the line. So it's okay if we take that call first. So thanks for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Alex, you have a question about selling a property?
Actually, purchasing a property. My dad has a resort, and he's falling into bad health. Just kind of curious, do we have to purchase it at market value, or is that something negotiable? That's kind of where we're at right at this point.
Okay, so let's just, thanks for the call and for the question. Are you thinking of purchasing your dad's estate at the resort?
Yes, the whole resort and his estate, everything.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, it's negotiable completely, because if it's your dad theoretically could sell it to you for a dollar. You know, but a lot of times what folks, you know, do is they get an appraisal, and that's what the valuation is that they use to determine what fair market would be for the person who owns it. And then sometimes if necessary, you might need a real estate attorney. You might need a realtor to help you with the marketing or with the paperwork or what have you.
Okay.
Were there other questions that you had related to that?
It is pretty technical. He owned another business where he has a, oh my gosh, I just forgot what it was called, but he had losses on the business for a few years, so he's been using that for tax write-offs.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you know much about that. I know you guys aren't supposed to really do much tax talk, but...
No, but we don't do tax talk, but we can certainly refer you to someone who would be good at tax talk.
Because you kind of need to work all of those together, right, Shelley and Mimi?
Yes.
So,
it
is, yeah.
So, Alex, I know we already have your information, but the question that I think our experts here could help you answer is, when Alex is navigating that scenario, are there certain pros and cons to them doing it at market value versus doing it more less?
Because it depends on what your goal is, Alex. So if it's your, and I'm sure, is your father still living or has he passed?
Nope, he's still living.
Okay, yep. So he probably needs the money for his living expenses now. So, or maybe he doesn't.
Well, we would just have him live at the house. The house is huge. You know, it's where we grew up with 9 people in the family. So it's almost 5,000 square feet. So we just give him a wing of the house anyway. So he doesn't really need the money, but it even gets more tricky because I have a sister and brother that, you know, the house is actually for, not his retirement, but it'd be for when he passes away, the money goes to us.
Right. And do you think that you guys intend to keep it as it is in a resort type of property,
yeah,
or sell it and
yeah,
you don't care?
No,
okay.
I would, you know, I'd love to keep it as in the family.
Okay, cool. Keep it going like that. Well, yep. A couple of things come to mind. I don't know about Shelley, what comes to mind for you, but I don't know what professional you have on your team right now, but elder law attorney comes to mind. An estate planning attorney comes to mind, and, you know, the appraiser that we mentioned, you may need a mortgage person if you guys are planning on taking on a mortgage. So that's where Shelley would be able to be helpful for you, and several different providers. But I think that we could maybe do like several shows on just this topic alone.
Right, yeah.
And
it seems to be coming up more and more.
Yeah. So if you'd like, I think we do have your information. If not, we'll have Sonny, our producer, get that, and then we can have a longer discussion about who you might need referrals for and set you up with that.
Because, Alex, that sounds like a fun journey for you. Like, are you excited about potentially running this resort now for your dad?
You know, I love growing up on the resort. I just fear my sister and brother won't be on the same page with me buying it.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it is our inheritance. So, you know, I'd have to pay them off. So.
Yeah, you know, and then there's always the question of, oh, did he dupe us?
Right.
You know, or was this handled the right way? And then you've got to, you know, you hopefully will have a relationship with them for the rest of your life. These kinds of things can be harrowing, really, from a family dynamic perspective. And so you do want to make sure that you're doing it, you know, with the right with the intention, and everything is mapped out where there could be no question after the fact that, you know, you've handled it with integrity and you've done everything that you can do, and that you've brought your brother and sister in and, you know, consulted with them. But you've got all the right professionals that are backing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. And we know we have equity in our house because we remodeled the whole thing. So, you know, we have that on our side too.
Okay. Are you planning on pulling equity from your personal home to purchase your dad's resort?
We would like to just to sell our place and move into there and use either that money to fix it up, you know, bring it back up to date because it is kind of stuck in the 90s.
Okay.
Boy,
that just is amazing.
That money as a down payment or something, you know.
Well, I think we've got all the professionals that are ticking in the back of my mind that we can set you up with help.
Because that probably, especially when you're dealing with this family setting, having a little bit of professional distance is probably good for a client like Alex, right?
You know, I hear a lot of dynamics within families, you know, my own, in fact. Mm-hmm. I've got a brother that wants me to buy our family farm.
Right.
And I'm like, well, hold on a minute, you know. And so there's a lot of moving pieces that, you know, that you've got to think through, right?
Exactly.
Especially if, you know, you, because the last thing you would want, first of all, you know, your dad is still living and you want his buy-in, I'm certain. And yep. you know, he wants yep. to keep the peace with the family and the children and all of that. So, yeah, I mean, you've kind of got a big puzzle kind of moving in time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we hear you, Alex. And thank you so much for the call, because there's a lot of folks out there that are living exactly what you're living. And it's complicated, right?
Oh, it is. It is. Well, thank you for the show, and I will keep listening.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah,
it's such a great call, such mm-hmm. a great question.
Oh boy, I hear it all the time. It, you know, maybe not in a resort setting like that or whatever, but the family farm, like you're talking about, or the family homestead. I want to buy the house, but my two sisters, I need to
pay
off.
They want to sell the house.
What do I do? Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's
yeah. I mean, because let's just say that you are someone in your family that has the wherewithal that you can do that, right?
Right.
So it takes a certain amount of wealth and a certain amount of money to be able to do that, or having the connections to do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, let's just say that you and your parent, you struck a deal that, hey, I'm going to do this for you. And you think you're doing everything all for the right reasons. And then brother or sister come in and go, hey, what the heck?
Right.
You're trying to pull the rug out from underneath our feet.
Right.
And, you know, how dare you? You mm-hmm. know, there can be a whole lot of those scenarios. So that's why when you're, first of all, working with an older person, an elder law attorney can really stop a lot of problems. And the same thing, too, with an estate planning attorney. If it's mapped out on paper, there can be no questions
right.
after the fact, or fewer questions, you know, because it's always difficult, you know, when the person who has mapped out their wishes
yes.
on paper with an attorney that they pass, you can't go back and ask them questions. Well,
right.
did you mean this?
Right.
Or is this how you meant for us to do it? So I think it's fantastic that Alex and his family are addressing this, you know,
now.
While the dad is still, you know, with them and can help, you know, answer any questions.
And help them navigate all of it.
Completely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. So bravo, Alex. So, Shelley. Not yes. Miss Shelley.
Miss Shannon.
All right, call you sunshine today because you're all sunny. Sunny Shelley. What are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk about, should I buy a home?
Yes.
So the last time I was on a few weeks back, we talked about a free review, just a review of your situation. And several of our listeners took us up on that in the last few weeks and called in and talked about their own situations. And to my surprise, I really thought I was going to be talking to people who had credit problems,
right.
who had issues with their credit. And really what I found in talking to quite a few people in the last couple of weeks is that there's just a lot of confusion out there as to, am I ready, or should I buy a home, or you know, it's not that I have a 760 credit score. You do. Well, why aren't we buying a home? You know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. But really then it's more of assessment of all the other things that are holding them back. It's not their credit. It's
right.
not they don't have down payment. It's what is this crazy thing called buying a house? And
right.
I've rented for 20 years and this has been great for me. So why would I want to do that? And we just talk about all of that. And I think just talking about it, I think helps. So,
right.
so please call us about that credit review. That's been very helpful in the answer for a lot of people.
Yeah. So just to let everybody know that listens, Shelley has a really phenomenal special going on. She is offering a free credit review.
Right.
And it's a $50 value. And there's no obligation. You don't have to do anything. Don't have to clean her house or nothing.
She'd like you to.
Free. And she will look at your situation and have a conversation with you and discuss options. So
right.
it's amazing. So
and it's
sure.
a great safe space to start that informational right. process, because I think that's one of those we brought up credit before.
Right.
And, you know, one, Shelley is great to talk about these things because she can help you in a very, you know, welcoming environment, maybe address some issues that you might have and maybe see some things that you're like, wait, I'm doing better than I thought I was, right. But I was too afraid to look.
And that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they go, oh, you know,
right. They see and Shelly oh. is smart. Yes. She's a VP.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Very important person and vice president right. too.
Yes.
Yeah. So she can, exactly. she can look at that credit and know what to do with it.
Surprise me. I've seen it all before.
And that's great that you said that when the My Talkers were working with you and getting this this free evaluation, that a lot of them were finding that that wasn't the issue. And right. they probably walked into your office thinking that that was, right. obviously I have terrible credit. Right. I'm sure I've done everything wrong.
And she's like, going to say no.
Right. Yes, yes, and you yes. and so it must be very empowering for them to go, wait, what? So
like
do their
that.
Face just light up when
it
they
does.
Go, wait.
That's why I do this job. That is exactly it. I mean, of course, to get money too. To
right.
feed
exactly.
my family.
Yes.
But the other thing is because I love that feeling that... when we get there, you know, where, okay, this is the money. This is how it crunches down. This is what you'd qualify for. Well, we don't even want to buy that much, Shelly. We only want to buy this much. Well,
right.
great. Then let's go out and do that today. You know, it's just is very relieving. You can just see the relief. You can hear the sighs. It's yeah. credit and money and stuff just ties people up in knots. And
right.
a lot of people do. And not everybody, but a lot of people. And if we can be there to help, that's the best part of my job.
So get that free.
Yes.
So what are we calling that free
credit review.
Report?
There
yep,
we go. Free credit review. Right. Exactly. Because when we look at your credit, we'll review and we'll see if it's a good time for you to buy a home or if waiting and fixing a few things would garner a better result for you. Maybe you only qualify for an $80,000 house today, but if we massage a few things or we talk about this debt that's out there, do we really need? Or golly, you've worked at this particular place for 5 years. You've never had a raise. Maybe it's time to look at moving on and you've acquired these skills now so you can get this kind of a job. And
isn't it amazing when you have those conversations that people don't expect you to have with your mortgage person or with your real estate professional? But you know, we listen and see a lot of things, and we also know, you know, from an income perspective, what you probably ought to be making in your certain type of right. profession, right?
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
maybe you're just a shy person and you're afraid to talk about raises, but you know, it's normal, and maybe that's some easy advice that we can give you to help you get more money.
And I've had those conversations with parents in attendance saying, thank you for having this conversation with my child. I've told them. But yeah, that's part of the review. So when we get back, we can talk more about that.
And we're also going to go to the phones. I know that Diane is waiting to talk to both of our experts here about an estate question that she has going on with her siblings. We can also take your calls. You call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results is with us. Also, Shelly Ferris from Results Mortgage. They've been kind of going through some information on whether you are the kind of person that should buy a house. And they're also taking your questions at 651-641-1071. So, Mimi and Shelly, are you ready to go to the phones? Because Diane
sure.
does have a question. So, Diane, thank you for contacting us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show.
You're welcome.
So you are currently working with your siblings on your mother's home, is that correct?
Well, her home is we are taking care of her in her home. She's 93, and instead of going into a nursing home, we are taking care of her in her own home. So that's really not the problem, but the problem is when she passes, none of us want to keep two homes, so we're planning on selling her home. She put the home in all five of us siblings' names 15, 20 years ago. So one of the siblings has passed. So my question is, when we go to sell it, or when it's her, it's not part of her estate because it's in all of our kids' name, all of us, all of our names. But what do we do with the portion of it that would go to my brother who has passed?
Oh, Diane, that's a good question. You know, I'm just going to say this caveat that we are not attorneys and we can't give legal advice.
Okay. So,
do you have an estate attorney that you would go to when your mom passes? That's the first question I have.
No, we don't at the present time.
Okay. So I definitely want to talk with you off air to kind of talk with you what partners you're going to need for whenever this does happen. But in in Minnesota, are you located in Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we have what's called one to buy, two to sell in Minnesota. And so if you can buy as many properties as you want, even though you're married and you don't have to get your spouse's approval. And the same thing is, but it takes two of you to sell in Minnesota. So both married partners have to sign off on the purchase agreement and all the papers. So there's a very high likelihood, depending on how everything was worded, is that your brother's spouse is going to be a party to this.
Okay.
But that is definitely going to have to be validated. And so how everything was written, but that's how we do it. And that's to make sure that nobody's pulling any funny stuff over people's eyes when you're married. So if all five of them, that would be my first inclination to tell you that that's how it would be handled.
Okay.
So
I don't know if she just put it in all of our names because she wanted to save having to go through probate and all that.
When you say she put it in your names, what did she put in your names?
The house.
Did she deed it over to you?
You know, it's been so long ago, I don't remember. I will have to check up on that.
Right, Shelley?
And we can
absolutely. There's lots of different ways to do it.
She has... I've given all my information to the lady on the phone, so she will give it all to you.
Okay, that sounds good, Diane. We'll take a look at that and give you some resources that I think it'll be good to have in your pocket for whenever it does happen so that you're prepared.
And yes, it's good to know all of this ahead of time because we just assumed, the house is in our name, so when she passes, it's our house.
Right. So, Shelley, normally what is the most likely scenario that Diane's mom did when she was trying to do they deed it over? How does that normally work?
Right. So I think what they do is they just add, these people to title through a quit claim process. And then those people now are deeded title owners of the property.
Well, it depends. It really does depend whether or not it was a quit claim deed. But who is the house owned free and clear?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you're not on the mortgage. We would just really have to look and see how it was handled. If it was a quit claim deed, then yes, it's probably going to be, everybody's got to sign off, including the spouse of the deceased sibling. That makes sense?
Okay.
But we can talk a little bit about this more in detail and get some more facts and then help.
And it's not that we don't want her to have any part of it. It's just we don't know how
to do
technically
it
goes down.
Right. Well, that way we'll get this thing explored, and then you'll have answers to all of your questions, and so will your siblings.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and thanks for calling and for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I do think that it is wonderful that we have had so many callers today that are in a position that they're able to help their parents in the latter part of their years. That's very encouraging, and that they are able to kind of have some of these discussions with them so it doesn't end up being as messy for the surviving siblings after the parent passes away.
Right, I agree. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what, this estate thing, because of the age of the baby boomers, it is going to only get more complicated.
Right.
None of us are getting any younger, and so there's going to be such a pent-up demand for assisted living, and I think it's really admirable for the folks that are able to let their parents, their elderly parents, stay in the homes that they're comfortable in. And I can't even tell you how many thousands and thousands of dollars they must be saving doing that.
So true. Yes.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And having to have that, care all the time for when folks might fall or memory issues or, all of that sort of thing. I mean, it's so complicated, and bless their hearts, all of these, you know, children of adult parents that are having to care for all these people.
Right.
And wow. You guys have discussed this on this show as well, as they brought up on the Mom Show before with our family attorneys and our financial advisors, about being confident in discussing these things and coming up with estate planning recommendations when you can, instead of looking at it like it's
when it's an emergency.
Negative, right? Oh, you know, and it's because, yes. you know, it's one of those things. It's like, well, I don't want to talk about what's going to happen when I die. You look at it from a position of something sad instead of from a position of, well, it's so cool that I can talk to my family about this now and take this burden off of them later, you know, just by a little conversations that we have when we're younger.
It's, I don't know why, but it's such an uncomfortable discussion for right. people to talk about what they're going to do with their things, their everything. And it's like, you're not going to die. Well, yeah, I am.
Right.
Someday. And so being able to do that really is a gift. I mean, I know that a lot of people have enormous fear, myself included, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's daunting to think about, okay, all the decisions that the estate planning attorney is going to ask you. And they're just like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow, because, man, that's painful to think about,
right?
You know,
right.
And have you done it?
Oh, I haven't, but I've gone to some classes with my mom to do exactly that. And we've gotten booklets and we haven't filled them out, but boy, they're on our to-do list. I'll tell you right now.
Don't get into any heavy traffic,
exactly.
Or any boat accident. Right.
Because I've started the preliminary conversation with my mom, and my mom is not that old. And so I'm glad that we're having these mm-hmm. conversations with my sisters and my mom now. And so thinking about that was part of the reason why I went and, you know, I'm like, let me just write a will.
Right.
Because I don't want my kid to have to, I don't want there to be any question if something happened. And so it is very freeing to go, you know what, well, that's one thing that's off my to-do list right. and have it done.
Right. Right. I mean, and it can get down to just the smallest thing, too. I don't know how we got on estates, but it's mm-hmm. a great subject. You know, like, for instance, I've got a cane chair for my grandmother that mm-hmm. if I died without a will, that would have no special meaning to anybody. So that's going to go to probably Goodwill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever they take it when you're gone. And I want my nieces to have that right. cane chair because
yes.
it's sentimental to me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't make these choices today, and I mean, I'm using a really simplistic example,
right?
You know, but, you know, what about the important things?
Yes.
You know, the
right.
value in your house. Do you really want our government to get your proceeds?
Right.
You know, no, nobody wants that.
Right.
You want to, and they're like, oh, it's so expensive. Honestly, it's not as expensive as you think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Not as expensive as letting the government take most of your proceeds.
Yeah. And if you do care about your family, and that's always questionable too, you know, like I got my dad go, y'all fight it out. I don't care.
Right.
You know,
there's
so
that.
There's
right.
that. And, you know, but if you do really care about keeping your children from arguing and bickering over, you know, it's stressful when somebody passes away and then you got to go in somebody's house you're not really familiar with and look through their underwear drawer. And,
right.
You
honestly.
Know, and where mm-hmm. are you keeping that mm-hmm. money roll, Grandma?
Right.
You know, it's like, I know it's in here. You told me it was.
Right.
So
and now I
got to
keep
thing.
Looking.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're making fun of all this because it is not fun to
right.
be going through these things and have to be in somebody else's space and figure out what's the best thing to do for everybody concerned.
Right.
Now, this is something I will say that we have a lot of empathy for folks that are going through this, and we can help you with resources.
Okay.
And we may or may not be the right resource for you, but we can certainly help you find the right resources
in the right direction
to get you prepared for when things do happen. Mm-hmm. And so we love our listeners and all of their calls, and we're not experts in everything, but we can find the experts for you.
Perfect. And we have to go to break, but when we come back, I know we need to cover your featured house of the week, Mimi.
We do.
And we're also going to continue to take your questions here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon. I'm joined by Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results, also joined by Shelly Ferris. We encourage you to call in if you have any questions out there. You can always contact us and talk to our experts here at 651-641-1071. And Mimi, you brought in something very special today. You have today's featured Red Hot House.
Well, I tell you what, this one will not disappoint. And if you are in the market looking for a single family home, we encourage you to go to our website here at mytalk1071.com, and our keyword is red hot. But be sure and check out this featured house. We're going to 3940 Virginia Avenue North in New Hope.
Love it.
Now, I'm telling you what, New Hope is like a hidden gem.
Oh,
it's
yes.
like a secret little pocket that hardly anybody knows exists. But we've got a beautiful two-story, four-bedroom, two-bath home on 0.39 acres. It's amazing. And
it is
priced
beautiful.
At only $310. Let me tell you about this house. The kitchen, absolutely gorgeous with white enameled cabinets, stainless steel appliances, and gorgeous contemporary gray tile. The rest of the house has hardwood floors, the original gorgeous golden oak with the narrow boards. We've got two beautiful fireplaces. One is gas, one is wood. Finished basement with built-ins down there. And we also have a bonus room in the basement that could easily be an office, a gym, or you could knock that out and make a really grand bathroom.
I like the bathrooms that you do already have existing because you see that they've updated all of them. And so they look very beautiful.
They are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, this is a move-in ready place. I'm not kidding you. And we encourage you to take a look at it. The website that you can reach it is 3940virginia.com. And be sure and check that out if you're driving and you can't remember that. Be sure and go to the show page. We've got all of the beautiful links posted. We've got the floor plan posted, the virtual tour, and we also have a 3D floor plan, which we do for our sellers. So you can absolutely walk through the property and move around as if you were actually walking in it. So be sure and check out all of those beautiful posts.
And you're right about how New Hope is a cool town, because my mom lives in New Hope, and so I'm over there very often. And it's just everything that you need. It's one of those very livable parts of Minnesota to live in. It's great.
I think that there are certain cities in the cities mm-hmm. within the metro that people don't really know unless you know. Okay, so like Matamidi.
Right.
I think if you're not looking for Matamidi, you're like, yeah, no, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Little pockets that are like gems, right? And I think New Hope might be one of those. And I think that you can get tremendous value in New Hope. This property anywhere else would be way more expensive.
Okay.
And it is a phenomenal lot as well. So be sure and check that out. Let us know if you'd like to see it. It is still available. I can't believe it. It just went on. But it will sell quickly. So call us right away.
Perfect. And, you know, we were talking about this. You know, our featured house is available. But also, are you the person that should buy a house? Mm-hmm. And that was something that came up with Shelley.
Right.
When people were, you know, contacting you and getting that free credit review, you're like, well, maybe this isn't the right time for you to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I had another gal that I talked with that said, you know, I move every 1 to 2 years. I mean, is it really make sense for me to even buy a house? I have to put down payment. I'm going to have to pay closing costs. And so then we kind of took a step back and we took a look at why. Why are you moving all the time? Well, I didn't like my neighbor. Well, of course you're going to move.
Right.
And I mean, there's not a lot you can do about that. Or, oh, I got a new job and the bus commute was better at this other location. Or, you know, oh, my rent went up. Or, well, that's a great reason to buy a house, by the way, because then your rent's not going to go up anymore. Your house payment is stable. So we look at all of that and determine, why are you moving? Not, oh, I move so often, I'm just going to discount myself from home ownership. And then I can make my own decision and just plain say no to it, like we've talked about, Shannon. But mm-hmm. It's a situation where, yeah, you just got to look at all their reasons. Look at your history. We take a look at all of it and we kind of have a little counseling session is what we do.
And so you would also be able to help people to get financing for the featured Red Hot House, right? Well,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to do that. And there's lots and lots of different financing options, especially in a house that's so pretty like that. So
it's
nice.
Pretty. It's move-in ready. It's fixed
location,
up.
Location, yeah. Location, location, right?
Yes. So I think that to your example, the 1 to 2 year mover, really it's just about a personal preference, right? It's not like your job is taking you out of state.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly. So then you look at where you, so then we talk about where do you want to live? Where do you want to live?
Right? Right.
And so what does that create then for a commute? And how long have you been there? Do you plan to be on that job forever? Is that something you're going to be the CEO one day? And so you're going to stick with it for the next 20 years? Or are you kind of a lateral move kind of a person with whatever your career choice is? You know, mortgage lending, I have learned this over 20 25 years is not just figures. It's not just calculations and numbers. It's there's so much more to it where we talk about what are their life present and what's tomorrow hold for you and what's your 5 to 10 year long range goal. Very similar, I'm sure, to the kind of interview questions that you do, Mimi, when you talk to people.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to sell somebody or help them buy a house that they're going to be immediately uncomfortable in.
Right.
You know, even though it may match what you say that you need today. I mean, I've seen people move into a house with and get a dog and go, what?
Right.
This is too small now.
Yeah. Right. You know? Exactly. Or I've had one particular client that just closed here about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was the third purchase agreement and they finally went through with it. And what we found out was the first two were houses and this one was a townhome. And the dad of the house wasn't real cool about shoveling and, you know, doing lawn and
so
all
he
that.
Wanted
and,
something where
so
he didn't have to do the maintenance.
It clicked that, oh, that's what's holding you back from home ownership. You don't want the, well, guess what? That's why there are things like townhomes right. and condos for people who don't want to have to do. So that all just comes out in the interview process, and especially in this free review that we're pitching forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that I think many people feel like, because it's in the we're in a seller's market, and let's define that. So because our inventory is so low, about 2 months worth of inventory in the whole metro area, mm-hmm. what's normal is between 5 and 6 months of inventory.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, I feel like we've oversaturated the information to buyers where they may almost feel panic.
Okay.
You know, like, oh,
I have to buy now.
No, or I just can't do it because why? I would be, you know, foolish.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's
why
a
would
seller's
I buy
market.
Now? Yes.
Yeah.
I have that too. I talked to a gal this week. Oh, my friend said it's a bad time to buy a home. So I'm just not going to buy right now. And so then we talk about that. And we talk about, is your friend a realtor?
Because I have that friend too that's been telling me, don't do it now. And he is my ad hoc, as he puts it, my ad hoc financial advisor. I'm like, I have one of those.
Mm. Yeah.
But he's
one.
So sure that the market's going to do this and that and the other thing. And so I should wait.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you dispel, though, that
okay,
conversation?
So okay. You can't time the market or the stock market, right? You do it, you dabble into it, right?
Right.
So let's talk about interest rates. Mm-hmm. People, they're still less than 5%,
mm-hmm.
typically,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
When I bought my first house, and I'm not that old, 7.25%, and I was jumping up and down, happy.
Right,
right.
So excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes,
right.
You got
right.
that 7 below 8.
Right. And like I told this gal, you know, I have a drawer full of people that were pre-approved last year that said, you know what, I'm not going to buy a house this year. I'm going to wait until next year. That are all so bummed that they took that action because now interest rates are 1% higher than what they were last year and prices are higher. But what does tomorrow hold and what does next spring
it's
hold?
Like
and
so
you buy
not,
because you want to buy.
You're not going to go to the grocery store and buy peanut butter because mm-hmm. it went up 50 cents.
Right.
It's
exactly.
like, seriously.
Exactly.
You know,
you have to buy when you're ready.
You
got to
have peanut butter.
That's
you know, but seriously, I mean, you can't time it.
Right.
Right. If you need a house and that fits for you, ask yourself this question. Is your rent going to continue to go up?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're seeing 3 bedrooms hitting at around $1,600 in a lot of different areas,
mm-hmm.
some
right.
higher.
Right.
You know, and what about you want to paint your house or you want to get a dog?
Yes.
You want to do animal rescue. Well, are you going to be able to do that in your rental?
Right.
Probably not.
Exactly.
You know,
so when it's a good time for you to buy, that's when it's a good time to buy. You
mm-hmm.
don't look at the market. You don't look at all that stuff. It's all about you and your own assessment.
Yeah. I mean, interest rates are only going to keep going up. I really don't see them going back down again. I mean,
neither
those days are over. You know, knock on all kinds of wood that we never see the down type of market that we saw at the bottom because it was dire
right.
Mm-hmm. for our industry, you know, and watching so many people that were struggling so badly and hurt and injured and, you know, coming out of that now, it's like, whoo, we're out of it. You know, but it's always going to go up and down. It's like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down.
Market's always
so
moving.
So don't be afraid. If you are afraid, the right person to call is Shelley Ferris with Results Mortgage and myself, Mimi Schoeneman with Remax Results. And we'll have a consultation with you
absolutely.
And help to at least answer your question. So
phone 612-839-6918.
And Mimi, the best way to get in touch with you during the week?
651-578-2218 or Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com. You can also reach us both by emailing the station.
Perfect. And we always encourage you to go to our website. It's mytalk1071.com. Keyword red hot.